Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Paplin here, and welcome to episode 834 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Alexander, but before we get to his question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is DesignCrowd. DesignCrowd is a website that helps businesses crowdsource custom graphics from over 500,000 designers worldwide. So it doesn't matter what kind of business you have, you can get a perfect custom design for anything you're looking to get designed every time or your money back. So here's the URL. Check out designcrowd.com/askpat to learn more and download a free guide to crowdsourcing and get $100 off your next design when you enter the promo code askpat. All right, now here's today's question from Alexander.
Hi, Pat. Alex here. First of all, I want to say that I love your podcast, both the SPI, Ask Pat, and the One Day BB with Chris Ducker. You and your team are just amazing. Whew. Okay, here it comes. I'm about to start a recipe site. So my question is this, does choice of color matters? Well, I know that we all react different to different colors, like the color red. It can be both mean passion or danger, and probably other things. I noticed that you yourself use sort of an orange color for the food trucker. Was it a deliberate choice or just something you picked? I'm just wondering what color is the best to use in the food or recipe industry. I just don't want to pick the wrong color. Thank you so much for everything. Have a nice day.
Hey, Alexander, thank you so much for the question. I love little detailed questions like this because it shows that you really care about the work that you're doing. And what's really cool about color, too, and the theme of your website and just the way it looks is it can always be changed. So that's the first thing. I know people who have questions like this, who have had questions like this for years, who never get started because essentially they're using this question as an excuse to not get started because they're scared and they're just worried about being perfect. You don't have to be perfect. What I would recommend is just putting something out there, shipping, as Seth Godin would say, and then changing it, making it perfect after that. And the truth is you'll never get it perfect. And like when you buy a house, there will always be things that you can change and upgrade and move around. So just get started is the sort of best advice I have for you. But yes, color can matter. You know, if you were to go to a website that's helping people with depression, for example, and the website was black and red and just very dark, that wouldn't really help out very well, right? So yes, in that sense, color does matter. In terms of a food site, with foodtrucker.com, yes, the orange and sort of brown colors were very deliberate. They were kind of going more toward the hipster, rustic kind of look, and that's why those colors were chosen. And we felt that after the design palette was created, that it worked out really well, and it also stood out nicely in the world of food and blogs and areas that we were getting into. That's why Smart Passive Income, although they say business colors are great in terms of the nice shades of blue because they're calming, it also shows a sense of professionalism. You know, they all have different kinds of qualities to them. I wanted to create something that was different. red is sort of a power color. And so I wanted to present that. And that's why you'll see some red on Smart Passive Income. The green having to do with money, yes. And, you know, we had to balance the colors red and green because you can definitely get too Christmassy with that. And over time, it's just changed. There's been more of one color versus another. And it's kind of switched around over time. And, you know, the black in there too. And so the main reason why it's those colors versus the blue ones is because it's different. I wanted it to be different when people came to the site. So you can have that approach too. What is everybody else doing? Do something completely opposite to stand out if that is indeed the way you want to approach it. So your personality, your style, your voice goes along with it too. And like I said, you can always change things. So in terms of picking colors, I would do actually Google searches for different keywords related to your industry and just see what colors pop out to you. And I would, experiment. You know, you can actually have somebody create a mock-up design, for example, on Photoshop, and literally just have those colors of the background and the colors of the headers and things change. And it would look exactly the same except for the color. So you can even have this designed and figured out before you actually, you know, say, yes, let's get this thing designed. And like I said, again, after then, you could still get it changed. So it's very easy to do and see, and I would actually just get a design done and have different color palettes that you can choose from. I would go to some of your favorite websites and ask yourself, why do you like them and what colors do you like? And, you know, don't necessarily just copy those colors, but just consider why you like those colors and try to incorporate something that would match you and your website and the things that you want to do. Also look at other food blogs to see what they're doing and make a decision whether or not you want something similar. But remembering that when you do that, you're going to be amongst everybody else and you need to figure out a way to stand out from the crowd too. So how are you going to do that? Is it going to be from the color palette and the scheme that you're using, or is it going to be something else? But whatever it is, you do need something that's going to be different. And I say that very loosely. It doesn't even necessarily have to be something visual. It could just be something. But you need something unique about your brand, your recipe site versus others. So keep that in mind. And Alexander, thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate you. And I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day from Hannibal. We will either find a way or make one. All right, guys, take care. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye for now. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.